Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen joined by Mike Wallace, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. This is the Xfinity player breakdown. Sorry about the outcome last week against Denver, but congratulations on your first touchdown.
I felt good to finally get in the end zone.
First and goal. Bridgewater back to pass. Loops it left. Wallace is open. Touchdown, Vikings! Mike Wallace's first touchdown wearing the purple and gold. Cuts the lead to 13-9.
I think this is the longest it ever took me in my career to actually, you know, get the first touchdown. So for a game was a long time, but it was worth the wait.
Carry us through that play, because it looked like one of those gotcha plays where you run a play and you know you're going to get it and the defense had no idea it was coming. But carry us through you starting from the right and coming to the left, right?
Yeah, I just had a drag route and the other receiver had one, pretty much like a mesh route, and just try to outrun the defender. And Talib got it kind of crossed up in the path of the other guys and just try to sprint away from him and get open.
Through the offseason and mini camp, through training camp, those preseason games, now the first four regular season games, physically speaking for you, Mike, is this a good time for the bye or is it a little early?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's a good time because I honestly look at it almost as like the middle point, because you've been in training camp for a month and a half almost. Then you have the first 4 weeks. So I look at it as like that's almost the midway point rather than week eight. Week eight is the midway point through the season. But if you include preseason and all that, I think this would be closer to the midway point, and this is a perfect time.
Teddy Bridgewater says, thank you very much. Mike Wallace said, hey, the touchdowns are coming.
What do you think of the offense and the balance of the offense with the run and the pass?
It's great. We want to be more consistent, though, and then doing both, just making plays when they come your way. And that's on the players that we could do a better job of. We knew before the season that's how it had to go, you know, get the run game to open up the pass game. And we want to be able to do both. You can't be one-dimensional and really win too many games in this league.
Now, Mike scored a touchdown in a Super Bowl game, so he knows what it takes for an overall team to get to the top. He did so with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Do you see things in Teddy where you know this could be a super big-time quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Just his composure is the main thing. He's got a great arm. Instinct Sunday, he showed it. He showed his escapability. He got like two or three first downs on plays that were broken down. And just, you know, at the beginning of the game, it wasn't looking too good for us. But, you know, he kept his composure, kept playing, and things started to come around for us in the second half. We did a really good job blocking. Just the way he handles himself is like a veteran player, like he's been around for 8-9 years. You know, he takes coaching really well. He never gets too happy. He never gets too sad. You know, he's never up here or down low. He's just always kind of on a straight playing field. And a guy like that, that's what we need, somebody who's steady.
You've been here for four games, but you know better than many people in that locker room the importance of winning road games.
Yes.
And winning road games around here, with all due respect, has been a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any secrets you can share with good teams finding ways to win consistently on the road?
You just got to execute the best you can. You got to take the crowd out of the game. That's your best, you know, that's the best thing to do. When you let a crowd get going, it's tough to play against the crowd and the team as well. Winning a game by itself is enough. So when you let the crowd in, get into it, no matter what happens, you got to know that the game is never over. They have some guys who would have, you know, we got down early and just would have went in the tank, but we didn't look at it that way. We definitely don't want moral victories. We're not in the game for that. But we do have some things we could build off of.
From 2-2 through the final 12 games, what would you tell Vikings fans encourages you most about this team rattling off a bunch of wins?
Just the way we play together, and everybody has everybody's back. You can just feel it. Every play, when somebody makes a good play on offense, the defense is over there congratulating them, and vice versa. You know, just the way we play together and stick together. And I think we have great leadership from our coaches. They do a really good job getting us prepared. They're on us. We watch the most film ever. You know, it takes up our whole day, but it's well worth it. We have really great plans every single week to go into the game. We have great players. We just have to continue to stick together and get where we know we can be, and that's the playoff.